Cape Talk, the emerging economy. Focus on Brazil.
And head of Joburg Business School, Professor Lyle White, joins me on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Lyle. We'll start with the Vale CEO and executives resigning a month after a fatal dam collapse.
Yes, good morning, Africa. It's good to hear you on the show. Yes, Vale's CEO, his name is Fabio Schwartzmann, a strange Brazilian surname, but he and several other senior executives resigned last week in what the company described as a temporary move. And this is after one of its mining dams burst in January earlier this year, killing hundreds of people. Now, Vale said that Schwartzmann offered his resignation, which the board immediately accepted. And this is after state and federal prosecutors recommended their removal. Now, the move comes after its tailings dam broke at Vale, at one of Vale's mines. And you might recall this was in January this year. It killed over 300 people and released massive amounts of toxic sludge into that area, into that catchment zone. It was the second deadly burst of a Vale-linked mine in Minas Gerais, that's the mining area in Brazil, in the last 4 years. And the resignations came after documents have emerged, or the documents emerged showing that Vale knew it had an elevated risk of rupture, and that inspectors felt that they were under pressure to certify the structure as safe. So that is a big move at the moment for one of the world's largest mining companies.
It certainly is. Now, a Brazilian high school has experienced a mass shooting.
Yeah, two former pupils shot dead 8 people, most of them students and staff at a high school near São Paulo last week, before turning the weapons on themselves. They were armed with a .38 caliber revolver and what was described as a medieval weapon that looked like a bow and arrow. Brazil is one of the most violent countries in the world, and the victims in this case were 5 students aged between 15 and 17, 2 school officials of 38 years old and 59 years old, and a 51-year-old car wash owner who was shot by the attackers before they arrived at the school. 11 other people were wounded. Now, the 2 assailants, they've been identified as former pupils aged 17 and 25. And, you know, Africa, it's not the first mass school shooting in Brazil's history. In April 2011, a former pupil killed a dozen school children and injured many more before turning the weapon on himself at a school in the suburbs of Rio de Janeiro. And obviously at the state in Brazil at the moment, politicians and social media, they've been quick to debate whether this is, the new President Bolsonaro's easing of gun controls, and the images from similar such mass shootings in the U.S. and university campuses were to blame for this attack. So it's a big debate at the moment in Brazil.
Understandably. Now, 2 Fridays ago, we marked International Women's Day. There was little to celebrate in Brazil.
Yes, it's interesting. And from a country that had come such a long way and was seen by many of us in the South as very, very progressive, a study released this year by the Brazilian Forum of Public Security shows that 536 women were victims of physical aggression every hour in the past year. That's 4.7 million women. And 27.4% of Brazilian women aged 16 years or older suffered some type of violence in the last 12 months. The Atlas of Violence 2018 report pointed out a possible relationship and correlation, I would argue, between male chauvinism and racism, noting that the rate of killings that victimized black women grew by 15.4% during the decade between 2007 and 2016. Now, NGOs looking into women's rights and violence against women in the country are wary of the new Bolsonaro administration and its views and policies for women. They suggest that Bolsonaro is putting into practice a war against poor women, black people, etc., and we've heard this before on the show. And the government has simply responded by saying that from the department or from the Ministry of Women, Family and Human Rights, that among the priorities of their office is the implementation of policies for protection and defense of women's rights. I think, Africa, they need to do a lot more than just reference a policy that they're working towards.
I certainly do. Thank you very much to you, Professor Lyle White, head of Joburg Business School, and that was our focus on Brazil this week.